Baby, baby, hey, baby, wake up. I know you don't want to. I know. Unfortunately. Baby, I know. I wanted to spend the day with you too. I had such a fun day planned. Yeah. No, I just. I bought tickets. Yeah. Plane tickets. For today. Because I thought we had today off, so I was. I mean, and. Well, technically, I thought we had the whole weekend off. Yeah, I was gonna fly us. Yeah. Yeah, we were gonna spend the weekend there, but. I have to work. I didn't. No, I must have confused the weekends. I don't know. It's too late now. I don't think I can refund the tickets. Oh no, they weren't cheap. Because it was so last minute, and I just. I know, baby. I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you because I just. When we do. I know tax is coming up, you'll see it. I just. I want to, like. I know. I'm kicking myself. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry, but this is a really shitty way to wake up. Yeah, I feel terrible. I feel so bad. Yeah, I know. Cause initially, I thought we were gonna have a great day together, and now we're just gonna be. I know. Yeah, of course we'll make up it. Yeah, of course we're gonna make up for it. But still, I know, and I appreciate you being so understanding. You literally are the best girlfriend anyone could ask for. I mean that. You're so supportive and sweet and kind and yeah, even when I make such a stupid mistake, you're nothing but amazing. I literally don't deserve you. No, I really don't. And I want you to remember how much you love me and how. Maybe. That was torture. No, I know. I was gonna keep it going longer. I just couldn't. No. No, we have tickets. We are actually going somewhere. Yeah. No, it's not an April Fool's. The April Fool's was the work part. The trip thing's real. Yeah, seriously. You better pack though, because we are leaving in like, what is 3 hours from now? I started packing for you last night, but I wasn't entirely sure. I kind of like, yeah, I mean, you should probably double check. Yeah, I mean, I picked outfits I think you'd look very good in. Yeah, so I bet, I mean, you probably want to, yeah, be my guess. You have 5 more minutes before you have to get up and do that. Yeah, we have a flight. Yeah, we're going to the airport. No, I'm not working today. I am not working today. I mean it. No. Yeah. I don't know, April Fools. No. I mean, I had like another. No, but you don't want to. I mean, I had a bunch of other ideas. Sure, but they were like less fun. Yeah, I feel like a good prank is one where you get to enjoy something at the end of it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could thank Leonardo da Vinci for this. He came up with April Fools. Yeah, Renaissance painter. No, not DiCaprio. That's a movie artist. No, he didn't. I mean, if you told me George Clooney came up with April Fools, I'd believe that. But DiCaprio, no. It's Da Vinci. Yeah, it's Da Vinci. Yeah, he had he like invited all his friends. Well, I don't know. The story goes like he was like inventing some machine that could like make wine. Basically, it's like a wine making. The idea was like he could turn put water in it and then like spits out wine. And then, like, on April 1st, he invited all his friends over, and he came and was like, "Look at this machine, it works." And he poured water in, and then, and like, lo and behold, it spat out wine. And they're like, "Wow, it's amazing!" And he's like, "You guys want to try it?" And then they were like, "Oh, yeah, of course, I'll try your wine machine." And then they take a sip of the wine, they're like, "Oh my God, this is the worst tasting wine I've ever tasted." And it's because Da Vinci basically made like a it was a gag machine. It you put in water at the top, and it spits out like vinegar that's been dyed, and the whole thing was basically just to get his friends to drink vinegar. Yeah, that was his prank, which I don't think is a very good prank, but that was his prank. His prank was to get his friends to drink vinegar, and since it was on April Fool's, they were like, "Oh, this is a day of pranks," and then that's yeah, and that's why it's April Fool's. I don't know. I don't know how it became popularized. I mean, I assume Italy is the answer. Renaissance? I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm fairly certain that's a real story. I mean, there was that other story I heard though too. The Mark Twain came up with it. Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. I don't know which one is true. It could be the Da Vinci. It could be the Mark Twain story. Well, the Mark Twain story is easy. He just loves pranks. No, I mean, there's nothing more to it. Mark Twain enjoyed a good prank, and then he just pranked people on April 1st a lot. So it made people really uncertain about April 1st, and since he was so popular, people were like, "That's a day that Mark Twain will get you." Yeah. You can Google it. That's up to you. Well, it depends. Do you want to go on a trip or not? So then, yeah, then it's definitely Da Vinci and Twain, isn't it? Yeah, I guess so. You gotta get up soon, though. Yeah, because you gotta get dressed and gotta pack. That's the latest the flight could leave. It only flies out once a day. It's not that popular of a destination. We genuinely have tickets. I'm not messing with you. This is not this no, this is not an April Fool's joke. You're not gonna get dressed, you're not gonna end up at the airport not to go anywhere, I swear to God. Yeah, I know, because he'd be pissed. That's a really bad April Fool's joke. That is a recipe for a fight. I am not no. It is I'm being completely legit. I understand your skepticism because of today of all days, why would you do it? But that's kind of the joke. Baby, trust me, I understand your skepticism, but I am being 100% legit with you. We are going somewhere. We are, yes. Literally in 3 hours. So you kind of have to get up. Oh my God, why do this on April Fool's? I thought this would be really funny. I now realize that this was a really bad idea because now I have to convince you even harder that there is actually a real surprise trip on a day where I understand why you would believe that I would not have a real surprise trip. But that is why I picked today because it would be funny to like circumvent things. But now I realize that I have now created a worse situation because you just don't believe me. I swear to God, I swear on our love. I don't know what I can, what, how can I prove to you that we are flying somewhere very soon? Yeah, I can show you the tickets here. Let me get my phone. Oh my God. Here. There. No, it's not a photo. This is a doctor. This. I respect your skepticism so much right now, but you just like at this point though, now that I realize that you're legitimately skeptical, you can't be skeptical, baby. You gotta believe me, because I need you to double check what I packed, like for real though. Because like if you, I mean, we can go somewhere. Just if you want to just blindly trust my packing, you're more than welcome to. But when we actually arrive somewhere and those are the actual clothes that you're bringing, that will be the April Fool's joke then. Are you gonna right, that's fine. You know what? That's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. That's fine. You can bring that suitcase. You don't have to check it at all. I brought a toothbrush, brought toothpaste. I got the essentials. Oh my God. I know. I know. I'm never gonna live it. I'm never gonna live it down the time I forgot your toothbrush. I know. But we've it was yeah, I know. It was literally the one thing you asked for. I understand. I know. I'm sorry. I know. And have you forgot? And in my defense, have you forgotten your toothbrush since? Okay. Well, that's all I'm saying. Listen, Are you gonna get up? Yes. I don't know. What do you want? If this is an April Fool's joke, what would you like? Deal. Done. Yes. You can even have a puppy while you're at it. When we get back, we can talk about it. Yes, love. No, that is not an April Fool's joke. Although it could be. No, the plane isn't. If I told you this morning we had a flight with Spirit, you know it would be a joke, baby. But no, wait, no, it isn't. We do connect with Delta. That's because it was the only way to go. All right? That is not to. I know. I mean, they had an American connection, but it was so late. It was like 4 hours of a layover. Yes, baby. There's seriously a flight here. You need to wake up. Yeah? Can you open your eyes at least for me? Well, you need to be up, dressed, and ready to be in the car in like 45 minutes. Yeah. Nope, we're going somewhere. Well, open your eyes, you'll see. Come on, Bubba. Wake up.